Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is me. We're going to mix it up this time. I am going first. Charlie's going second. And Rusty, you're the cleanup hitter.
This order is properly rated.
Yes, I think I've just got a sense that Rusty has something today. Mm. He didn't indicate to me.
This is the most prep I've done so far.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Well, I mean, considering some of your other prep.
Low bar.
Rusty, I mean, that might be, Charlie, that might be 10 seconds. I mean, yeah. The elevator here at Odyssey.
Right. It was down to toilet paper in the bathroom. Yes. He's all set to go.
Yes. We also want you to participate with overrated, underrated, properly rated. You can do that on the Cities One talk and text line. In fact, if you don't, your phone probably will not work. So it's as simple as that. You have to participate. Give me something in your life, some observation. It just happened. You've been sitting on it. Something that is absolutely overrated, underrated, properly rated. Okay. I'll go. Adam Carter today on his show used the phrase "a little jelly."
Okay.
Instead of the word jealous.
Okay.
Brad Lane, fire him instantly. A little jelly.
A little jelly.
A 47-year-old man who goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, who puts his slippers on, says a little jelly.
He's a tween girl.
Honestly. a little jelly. What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't think I could say that. I wouldn't say it on the radio.
Jelly. That is embarrassing. Reading this, I've been highly critical of self-service checkouts, mainly because 80% of the people, Rusty, don't know how to work them.
Okay.
There needs to be a confidence check. We've established that.
Okay.
You need to be confident to use the self-service checkout, right. And you better have minimum 8 items. Okay. I don't want you going up there with a full cart.
Okay.
I don't think most of you can work the produce also. No produce.
I'm pretty good at it. I've gotten pretty good at
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It turns out they're filled with fecal bacteria.
The self-checkouts?
Yes.
What isn't?
Okay.
I like to delude myself, Charlie. And I'm not touching. I'm not OCD. I'm not a little jelly of other people are touching other things, to quote Adam Carter.
Please don't say that.
God, makes me vomit saying that. So, what else do you think is that you're going to touch?
Right.
Your setup there is probably filled with bacteria.
Oh, absolutely it is. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, we had the wipes for COVID, and we still do wipe it off with those, you know, Clorox, whatever, wet wipes. But no, I mean, this is filthy, I'm sure.
Do we really want to know, Rusty, how much of what we're around is filled with fecal bacteria?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Is there any way to put those two words together and not be...
What, fecal and jelly? No, I'm sorry. No. I'm still thinking
fecal
about
fecal bacteria and not be uncomfortable.
No.
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Although I'm not wiping off the self-checkout, Charlie. That's not a bad idea. I just have not gotten that far.
Are you going to go there, Charlie, and just have the whole thing? You're going to have a spray and brushes and gloves?
Chad, I'm going to be honest. I don't care.
Oh, really? You're embracing others' fecal bacteria.
I'm not embracing
Josh,
it.
Josh, you're
I
about
mean,
to start to work with this guy. He's pro-fecal bacteria.
I'm going to cook my food. The bacteria dies when I cook my food. I mean, I'll wash my carrots and my celery if I'm eating them raw.
Rusty, I believe I'm hearing fecal bacteria. Underrated.
Underrated. I think that's right.
From
I think
Charlie.
Charlie doesn't care.
Okay. Don't ruin my spotlight.
Okay. I'm an olive guy. I like me some olives. But when you get a salad, I want the pits out of the olives. Okay, yeah. I don't want the mystery of, I like to mix up my salad. Okay?
Sure.
I don't like to just leave everything kind of segmented. I like to toss it,
right?
Boom. But then if you got that hidden olive underneath with a pit.
That's unpleasant.
It's dangerous.
It's unpleasant.
Charlie, dangerous salads, overrated.
How about a salad with the tail still on the shrimp or a pasta dish?
Terrible. Right?
The same thing.
Terrible.
What kind of salad are you
eating?
Man alive. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
You ever had a salad with shrimp on it?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
No,
I've eaten plenty of shrimp.
Who buys the shrimp with the tail on? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
No. Get the tail off stuff. It's better that way. I'm downtown. I normally park in an open spot. I normally don't park with the terrorists, but because I can't print anything here,
right?
I had to stay at home and print a little bit more. It'd be nice if I've only worked here for closing in on 14 years. It'd be nice if I could print something here. So I had to park in one of the terrorist lots, where they charge you $5,000. And then the parking spots basically fit a Yugo.
Oh, small, sure.
Unbelievably small.
Yep.
It's so expensive.
Well, what are you driving? Like a 75 Caddy? Like what are you driving?
I got a Humvee.
I see.
Yeah, I got a yellow.
Right. Sounds about right.
And purple Humvee because the Vikings are playing so well. Get the dang parking spots wider. Yellowstone. I caught up on the Yellowstone this summer. I enjoyed the Yellowstone. I watched the Yellowstone last night. Beth, you're overrated. I mean, enough, Beth. Enough. I know it's been tough. Some awful things happen in her life. Every week she has to get in a fight with someone. Every week it's an arrest. Every week she's threatening someone. Can we get another dimension to Beth? And I'm not downplaying what happened in the upbringing. Terrible.
Okay.
But can we get a couple other dimensions to Beth? Do you guys watch Yellowstone? Are you up to?
I'm sorry, my.
You're not.
I haven't watched it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, two Yellowstone haters over here.
Yeah, and when people compare it to some of the best lately, you haven't watched the best. It's fine. I enjoy watching it, but don't even start with me with Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad and The Wire. Get out of here.
This isn't convincing me to start watching it. So.
No.
Right.
And then the last one that we're going to break. I only want to see Justin Jefferson do the gritty, okay? I don't need to see every other player do the gritty. Come up with your own bit. It was similar to the Gophers last year when they beat the Badgers and they go with Jump Around, and they all thought it was really great. No, it means you don't have your own song.
That's right. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, and then to the Vikings. We've now had two Vikings who fake an injury.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Their celebration. I know. I saw the soccer player, the female soccer player, who also did it. It's a dumb celebration.
That's pretty bad.
The faking an injury. I mean, what are we going to fake next? A heart attack?
It's not a good look, and the coaches can't like it. They can't because they're probably thinking, wait a minute, what's that?
Faking like somebody's shooting you from the stadium. I mean, it's Charlie. This is idiocy.
Let the kids have fun.
Okay. I mean, it's got it. So in other words, Charlie, I'm just a little jelly of what they're doing. That's right. What it is.
That's what's happening.
Again, Adam Carter, please find this. We can play this into the ground. Adam Carter, an adult who right now is taking an afternoon nap.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm fairly confident that a little jelly
on
WCC radio. He should be terminated before this commercial finishes. I'm going to talk. Oh.
I was not expecting this. I went into the system. This is Beyonce. I thought, okay, and this is quite a start of I've been drinking. It fits the theme.
God, I'd love to have a drink with Beyonce. Rusty, you can have a drink with one big knocker, heavyweight star. We're talking Bono, Elton, Beyonce, Madge, Taylor Swift. Who's your pick? I mean, we're talking Bruce. Mm-hmm. Elites. Don't give me somebody, you know.
I know you named it. I think Bono comes to mind.
Bono comes to mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me a lot of preachy.
Yeah, you sure can.
A lot of preachy.
Right. But he's one of my favorites. I just really like the way he puts things together.
He likes you too, Russ.
Yeah. Good,
I've heard that.
Good. That's good.
Charlie?
Kanye West. I've been hearing some good things about Reed.
He's available. How about at the JCC, you could meet up.
That would be a great spot. I know a little place right around the corner. Yeah,
meet there. Charlie, you're number two on the hit parade here of overrated and underrated, properly rated. What do you have?
Yeah, let's start it out. We'll start off with underrated.
Underrated, yes.
A good local dive bar, a place where everybody knows your name. You know, kitschy, whatever.
Yes.
You know the bartender, he knows you. Sometimes you go in and he has your drink ready for you and you wanted a different drink that time, but you're not going to say anything because you love the place. You love the guy. I was at just an American Legion this weekend.
Oh, just fabulous.
Just a wonderful spot. You see the regulars, whatever. I'm obviously not one at this particular spot, but it's fun to be there.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. We ended up watching the fourth quarter at a dive bar in Independence. Gosh, I need to look it up again. The people were amazing.
Yeah.
Okay? Carla, who likes getting dressed up to make breakfast. Okay? My gal just likes to be fancy. She just does. And so when I told her, because we had went for a little bit of a – I'd watched the first half of the Vikings-Bills, and she's like, can we record this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Went for a hike, and fourth quarter early, I hear my boy PA, and we're going by Dev. I go, honey, we're going into. She's like, I thought we're going somewhere else. No, we got to go see this.
Yeah.
And she's like, where are we going? I go, we're going to a dive bar. She loved it. So now once a month, including this month and all of next year, we're going to go to a dive bar.
A new one every time.
So it's sometime this week, we're going to take suggestions.
Interesting.
For dive bars, because I love that, Charlie. That's great.
Love a dive bar. That's
in cahoots. Not too far from me, not too far from where you grew up, is on the list.
Know it very well.
Yes.
Very, very well.
Yes.
We're going to move on here. Second underrated.
Yes.
Past dive bars. I was at a movie this weekend, and I went and I got a big thing of popcorn, as you do at a movie. And they say.
Overrated.
Popcorn in general?
Yes, popcorn in general.
You know, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to ignore
you. Charlie, it's not a non-starter.
Rusty.
Oh, hey.
I was at a movie this weekend. And
Turning his back on the host.
I love it.
And I got a big bucket of popcorn.
Delicious.
And they ask you, you know, you want some butter on that? And I say, of course. And these fancy ones now, they're offering you real butter. And I say, crap to that. Horrible. That's overrated. What is underrated is that fake butter substitute that comes out of the tap. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's some oil. It's some something.
Fecal bacteria, potentially.
And it tastes so
terrible.
Oh,
first of all, popcorn is a bottom feeder snack. You've run out of ideas. Now, the other incarnations of caramel corn, things like that, much better. Sometimes, like, there's an initial idea, you think this should work, and it doesn't. Like, Jordana obviously works. Adding Adam seemed like a good idea. It doesn't work. Jordana carries the show. You putting this other unidentifiable liquid on average popcorn, who hurt you?
I am an advocate for slop.
Okay.
I think slop just in all shapes and forms.
Okay. Plus, doesn't care about fecal bacteria, but mystery liquid, bring it on.
Let's go.
That's what I'm
more,
for.
More, more.
Okay.
And lastly, here I want to step up on my chair of Scrooge-ness.
Yes.
And take my rifle.
Christmas
throne.
Overrated. Yeah. You want to go with that?
I mean, Bing Crosby's White Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. Overrated. Christmas trees. They were talking about last hour. Who cares? I don't.
What about the show or the?
No. They were talking last hour about love Christmas trees. I mean,
well, they were debating fake or real.
Yeah, fake or either. It doesn't matter.
I'm team real, by the way.
Horrible.
Team real is. Wait, Laura, what did you want to say? Oh, somebody's here.
Somebody's here.
Oh, can we only buzz the door in this studio? Isn't that weird?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I just
we'll figure that out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just start pressing buttons.
I was kidding about Team Real. I'd rather be a fake tree. Fake tree. It's too much work. The real tree is too much work. I'm not Paul Bunyan. I'm not going to go out there and wrestle the tree with my axe and my saw. We bought it. It's good.
So everything about Christmas overrated.
Charlie hates Christmas.
I'm not going to say everything about Christmas.
Pretty much.
But I said White Christmas, the song, all of that. It's just not that good. It's there are so many things about Christmas that are not actually good. They're just
based
in nostalgia.
Can you give me one you like?
Yeah.
I like Charlie Brown Christmas.
Then that's overrated.
And it's totally based in nostalgia, and I admit that. And there are a lot of other things that are based in nostalgia that people love about Christmas, and so be it. Good for you.
But gifts. Do you like gifts?
Yeah. Of course I like gifts.
Josh,
like gifts.
Josh, can you start like the rest of the show?
Yeah.
What happened? Seriously.
Just get him some popcorn for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And pour some motor oil on there. He'll enjoy it. What do you got, Rusty?
Watching the Vikings yesterday, you know, most of the games we get are here on Fox, but I think this is the second one this season. It's on CBS.
Yeah.
And there's something about CBS's NFL coverage that I just don't like.
Whoa.
It's not Jim Nantz. I don't mind Jim Nantz. But this here.
Too much of that?
I can go without this theme song. I just think this is the dumbest theme song of all time.
You want the made-up robots wrestling each other?
Hey,
you like
listen,
that better?
I do not care for this theme song. I've always disliked it. Now, yeah, you want to give me
Iron Eagle?
Give me the robots.
Yeah. Iron Eagle.
Pretty good.
Really good.
Pretty good yesterday.
Really, really good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And then, of course, the all-timer. You cannot. This is properly rated or possibly underrated.
I don't think it's underrated. I think it's properly rated.
The best theme song ever.
It's still good as gold, and yep. Rusty's not telling everybody he's 145 years old.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
No, the NFL and CBS theme, it takes me back to working an empty newsroom on Sundays at a CBS affiliate in the South, and it was everywhere I turned because I was the only one in the building and all the TVs were on.
Yeah.
And there's that theme song playing constantly. So I could do without it.
Bitterness.
Could do without it.
Yeah.
Also properly rated?
Yeah.
Sweater vests. Maybe underrated.
No.
Maybe underrated.
Not at all.
Sweater vests.
Boy, you're going to get just absolutely crushed.
No.
All vests.
No.
Are so foolish. Instead, here's what you want. Either wear a sweater, wear a coat, or don't wear the dumb vests.
No, you get the best of both here. You get the best
of both.
No,
you don't.
Comfort,
you don't get your arms.
A little bit of warmth.
You don't get your arms covered, which is essential to keeping yourself warm.
This is the height of dad fashion right here. The sweater vest that I'm wearing
looks
today.
It's terrible, too. I mean, honestly.
Properly,
Charlie,
or perhaps under.
Charlie, the vest.
I mean, the vests in general. A winter
terrible.
Vest? Have you seen it? Makes no sense.
Blois Olson believes in vests. Case closed.
Where's the bow tie today?
Let's move
on.
No,
I'm not going to do the bow tie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the bow tie. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That's it.
A little multimedia today, though. That's a little.
He's brought himself because he had a soundbite or two. And, by the way, at our station, it worked.
It worked. That's
let's go to our staff engineer. That's right. We don't have one. We're once again debating discrimination in the Supreme Court. How is this possible? We'll discuss in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.